Hey, it's Ash. Today's episode of Eat, Talk, Repeat is sponsored by Sam and Ash Injury Law. If you've been injured in a crash, call Sam and Ash, 702-820-1234, or visit samandashlaw.com. Sam and Ash, because you deserve what's right.
You got it?
Oh, we're on, baby. We're on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me turn down my volume.
Okay. There we go.
Here we are. The gruesome twosome.
It is another Eat, Talk, Repeat.
Here
we are.
Yeah.
We're doing this. No Sam. So no, I'm operating all the buttons today. So hopefully we're recording this. It's going to be a quick one, John. We got to get in. We got to get out.
Okay. It's a 30-minute episode. Okay.
30 minutes.
Okay. Let's get right to it right now. What do you want to start with?
Oh, man.
My new moniker tonight? Today?
Okay, let's do it. It's complicated.
It's the Bibulous Beck Finn.
What the? I don't even know if a dictionary will get me the answer to that one.
Bibulous is a person with an excessive love of alcoholic beverages. And Beck Finn means fine beak. It's just it's a French term. Fine beak meaning a good nose, a good nose for great food. So it's basically like
John Feinbeek.
John Feinbeek, an alcoholic gourmet. Yes.
There we go.
That's me. Okay, so there we are. What's yours today besides the Principessa of Croissant?
I'm a food critic in my own mind this
okay.
week. There we go. So
Ash
let's. We're going to do a quick episode. We're on a time crunch because we got to go eat. So cheers at eattalkrepeat.com is how you reach us. Give us your feedback. Let us know. I think we're going to have to skip this. That segment this time.
Which one?
The feedback from listeners.
You mean we can't talk about what Jason calling me long-winded blog posts and Kevin G. Let's just put a couple shout-outs. Kevin G loved his Bavette's burger. Shout out to Sam there. Jed came up with what I call the rhubarb pie question. You know, there's always somebody who throws something totally out of left field. And Jed suddenly goes, where can I drink mead in Las Vegas? You know, the honey wine.
Yeah.
Jed, you stumped us on this one. Okay. It's the rhubarb pie question. There's always somebody who wants something totally
maybe
obscure.
Maybe Garagiste or some like wine bar will have it.
Who knows? So, but we appreciate all of your great and that we're getting lots more of them. We really appreciate them. So shout out to all our listeners and thank you. Keep them coming. So what's next?
So restaurants that we're going to quickly review at the end, Lamai, The District Coffee and Deli, Letty's Tacos.
Yum.
Windy City Beefs and Dogs.
Beefs. Plural.
Beefs. And Daho Kalbi Jim.
Daho Kalbi Jim.
Not bad. Okay.
Not bad. And I mean, I know our listeners drop about 5-10% as soon as we start talking about obscure Asian food. But that is one of my favorite on that Sahara and Decatur, one of my favorite Korean places. And Korean food, we're crazy with Koreans these days. It's wonderful.
We are. And then my only contribution is the one and only Yukon Pizza, which I love. So.
And speaking of Yukon Pizza, this Wednesday, there's going to be a pop-up of a buddy of mine. Who is Hemant Kishore.
Okay.
He's doing a collab at the Toddy Shop in Yukon Pizza, May 22nd at 4 p.m. to whenever they sell out. Hemant is an Indian-American cook, Indian dots, not feathers.
Uh-huh.
And he does great Indian food. He does something called the Toddy Shop over at Parlor. So he's doing a special one night only pop up at Yukon Pizza
Wednesday. Is it like a special pizza?
I really don't know. He just says the butter chicken pizza.
There you go. That's a special.
He's doing a vegan veggie stew, butter chicken sando. So he's kind of combining his specialties from South India with Yukon Pizza. That's next Wednesday night at Yukon Pizza.
All right. Fun fact. Now let's get into food news you can use. We've got a lot of it. It's usually your least favorite subject on this show. But Vegas Unstripped this Saturday night, Palms Hotel pool deck. It's not too late. Buy your tickets, vegasunstripped.com. It's $150 pre-sale. $180 day of walk up and
unlimited food and drink.
Yeah, and there's 30 of the Valley's best chefs that are showing up and giving you things that you can't find at their menus. And no, we're not paid for this repeated reminder to you guys.
We
it's just
it.
a best event to go support local chefs. John, you went semi-viral with your comment to Las Vegas Phil's beef $1,000 beef case video over at Poppy's Steak in the Fontainebleau.
Yeah.
What was your line?
Well, and I have to give the food gal all some credit here because she's the one who kind of put it in my ear. It's basically Chuck E. Cheese for clueless fools, you know, for grown ass fools.
There it is.
Okay. Chuck E. Cheese, for when you're the kind of people that are going, whoa, and they put sparklers in the steak.
Yeah, it's basically bottle service for your tomahawk.
It's lots and lots of forced fun, you know, which is just for douchebag frat boys who want to show off.
Yeah.
And I come up with lots of bon mots on Twitter at Eating Las Vegas, by the way, it's shameless plug. And usually I get, you know, a dozen likes, maybe 20 or 30 if it's a good one. This one, that little put down of Poppy Steak got over 2,000 likes.
I saw it.
It was crazy.
It's how people, it resonated.
Yeah. I mean, this idea of when they show the sparklers in the box and it's like Dick's Last Resort. It's all this goddamn stupid treating grown-ups, grown-ass people like foolish little kids. You know, look at us. It's sparkling. Yay. Okay. Well, enough of that there. So that was kind of interesting. Before I forget, one last thing about Vegas Unstripped this Saturday night. The certain bibulous Beck Finn will be kicking things off with the sabering of champagne as I do every year there. So catch that about 6:30 if you're at Vegas Unstripped at the Palms this Saturday night.
There you go. Right. Miami-based restaurant Stubborn Seed to open at Resorts World this summer. Yep, here we go. So fun fact, Jeremy Ford, winner of Top Chef, he's the guy that beat out my buddy, Amar Santana, who's got two restaurants in Southern California that I highly recommend to those fleeing the desert during the summer months. Go to Vaca in Costa Mesa or Broadway in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, but how dumb is that name?
What, Vaca?
No, not Vaca. Stubborn Seed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dumbass name. It tells you nothing about the restaurant.
We do this all the time.
I know, but it's so stupid.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not interested at all.
Holstein's in the Cosmo is closing on July 9th, 2024, which is known for its burgers and like hard alcohol milkshakes.
That was a big deal back in the day, back 2010-ish. That was a big deal with their giant alcoholic shakes and the big bar, big sports bar, good burgers. Haven't been in a decade, but
it's your fault.
No.
Interesting though. Holstein's opened up in Southern California. It replaced a Charlie Palmer location in Costa Mesa.
No kidding.
And I actually went there to check it out with Chef Amar who used to be the executive chef at that Charlie Palmer location. So it was this like weird circle of life, and it closed a year later. So. Surprised this one made it so long.
It did go so long. It's hard to fail with the boozy milkshakes and burgers in a Las Vegas hotel. And it did have, let's give it, you know, it had a 13, 14 year run. So that's good for that.
Yep.
So the big news though is, of course,
at the Bellagio,
Picasso is closing. Yeah. Announced this week. And you know, I'm getting a little blowback on some social media. Again, my Twitter handle is at Eating Las Vegas, at Instagram at John Curtis.
send all your hate mail there, at Eat Talk Repeat.
But I mean, and I'm a huge Julian Serrano fan. Somebody tried to school me on Twitter about it had a great wine list, blah, blah. It hasn't changed. Like I've eaten there dozens of times. I've written about it at least 10 times. It was in every one of my books, all the issues of the books. I've written reviews of it for magazines, websites, you name it. Love Julian Serrano, but the place had just been going through the motions for even pre-COVID, it was going through the motions. And when MGM bought him out, got rid of the Picassos, whatever mojo it had was long gone.
Wasn't his Lago restaurant one of your, didn't it receive one of your most scathing reviews in recent years?
It was my worst meal of 2022.
There you go.
So, and I love Julian, but I mean, Julian's no spring chicken, as neither am I, and I think he's ready to sort of play tennis and sail into the sunset. And it'll be interesting to see what they replace Picasso with.
Yeah, so that's basically what's happening is he's stepping down. He's retiring, but and so he's also stepping away from Lago. But he's still, I guess, going to stay involved in the Tapas restaurant.
In Julian's Rondo, the Bears' his name over in Aria. And, you know, if it were up to me, he would just run that place because Aria, that Julian Serrano there is a great Spanish restaurant. And he's a chef. Everybody loves him. So good luck to him. I wish I could shed a tear for Picasso, but I just can't because I stopped crying for it probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Other update, Fountain Blue, they're doing this Taste of Fountain Blue from June 16th to September 5th. Have you heard this?
No.
Yeah, all of their restaurants are doing fixed price menus for like 90 minutes during some portion of their service.
When is this again?
June 16th through September 5th.
It's the summer discount crowd.
But also I think it's a good way to get people in, try things like China Club or Washing Potato at a more approachable, guided.
I wonder if they'll reduce their wine prices too.
Yeah, I just want a 3-course wine deal.
With something under $180, please.
Yes. So like La Fontaine's doing one for $45 a person, 7 to 8:30 a.m. Don's Prime, $85 bucks a person.
That's good. Five, idea.
5 to 6:30. I think you'll end up liking it. I think
it's like a restaurant week thing. Summer is when all the bargain hunters come out and they're trying to, and it's the only time of the year that June, July, August, when you see Vegas hotel casinos really bending over backwards to try to get locals and people in the doors. Cause the convention trade goes away and it's a lot of families and they don't get the high rollers in those 3 months.
And a lot of people always ask us about what our tricks are for maneuvering parking on the strip. Well, the Fountain Blue is validating for people that shop or eat at their restaurants. Valet. So
I love the Fountain Blue and I love the look of all their restaurants and the food is great. And we'll look forward to doing that. Okay, so let's keep moving.
Mission Linen Building in the Arts District. Have you heard about this?
They're putting in a Mothership Coffee there. Yes. The food gal is very excited about this.
Yeah, and it's apparently their fifth location, and it's going to become their primary roasting facility. So I think we're getting the source, you know.
And the food gal, who is a coffee hound and quite the fine beak herself when it comes to coffee, she loves Mothership Coffee. And we can use this to segue into talking about the District Deli and Coffee.
Yes, tell us.
Let's segue into that, as they say, segue into that. I like it. I've been there 4 times now. I know you went once. We've been, I think, the cappuccino, and I'm a cappuccino connoisseur.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I am. And
what are you getting there? You're getting cappuccinos
and the sandwiches. We've had several sandwiches. We had a roast pork sandwich that blew us away. I had a tuna salad. Tuna salad is underappreciated as a sandwich. They did a tuna salad on a croissant. And the other day, I went there with my buddy Don and had it, and it was fabulous tuna salad.
Okay.
And it was, you know, they don't do their baking there. They bring in their pastry. Yeah. So
they're doing Monzu's bread.
Monzu's bread, exactly. But they're not 1228 Main or think places like that. But I've had now 3 sandwiches there. I love the cappuccino. And I just think it's a little tiny place. I mean, what does it seat? Like 15 people?
And they have outdoors. But that's going to get smoked out soon.
Well, they're going to put an awning there.
Oh, okay.
The food gal who can talk to anybody starts finding out the whole history of the place. It's connected to the Abel Baker Brewing Company.
Some of the same people behind it.
But it's very cute, small, opens at 8 o'clock every morning, and I'm nuts about the coffee. Yeah, I would probably take a croissant from Hill 28 down there, but I'll give them, they're bringing in their pastries. I think the sandwiches for a lunch spot, early breakfast, lunch, coffee, good spot, downtown Las Vegas.
All right, I'll give it another try. I will. Okay. That's the rule here. We don't rule anything out until at least multiple visits. You skipped over something. The Mission Linen Building's bringing in Evel Knievel's museum and a pizza spot I think is going to be your favorite pizza.
Well, it's Evel Pie type pizza.
Yeah,
right? which I like, don't love, but like. The Evel Knievel, I could give a shit. I mean, enough with Evel Knievel. I mean, he was a one-trick pony back in 1977. I mean, why are we still trotting the ghost of this guy out?
That's what we do here in Vegas.
I know.
But yeah, apparently it's going to be like Chuck E. Cheese meets 80s metal with a Dungeons and Dragons themed environment. So
are they
going to
have a box where they open a steak with sparklers?
No, but your beers and cocktails apparently are going to be poured into Viking horn glasses, goblin goblets, and medieval steins. So there you go. And there's going to be skee ball. So I'm there.
I'm so down with this.
But Shang Artisan Noodle. Hours are being extended 11 a.m. to midnight Friday to Saturday.
Yeah, that place is
phenomenal.
Fantastic.
And it's bigger. The space on Flamingo, it's bigger.
So. Yeah, the food gallery. We were there the week it opened 8-9 years ago. It is just wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
So keep going. We're zipping through things here today.
Okay. And then the big discussion that we were going to have.
What?
Private membership clubs.
Oh,
should we table this one? For when we have Sammy back?
Yeah, I think we need Sam here to chime in on this because, you know, he brings a certain je ne sais quoi to this.
Because he's the sucker.
Because he's Mr. Private Club himself, so he can defend it well.
Although I think he said that was his New Year's resolution was to ban private clubs.
I think his pet peeve one year. He's had to come to Jesus about this or something. I don't know what he has, but he's been a member of few, and he certainly has the coin to do it. But I don't think he's enamored of it because again, it's like one of these things that it starts out cool, and then everybody does it, and then marketing and Instagram just drives it into the ground.
So that's the we need to table this.
We'll get into it next week.
Lotus of Siam is coming. I think we might have talked about it. They're reviving their commercial center location. They're expanding it also. It's going to be bigger, new bar, new decor.
And who did they have is there the other night? Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, they had some famous person standing there with, Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger showed up in Lotus of Siam.
On Flamingo?
Yeah, I think at Red Rock. No, it was Flamingo with Petty Chotama. Yeah.
So wow.
Mick Jagger standing right there, being apparently very good guy. Hi to everybody. I don't think he signs autographs, but I think he's a very, very sweet guy to the people. So, and she said she loved him. So good for Mick Jagger. Good for Lotus of Siam, Petty Chotama. So God bless Thai food. Speaking of Thai food.
Yes, another segue. You're the king of segues today.
King of segues today. Went to Lamai, the new improved Lamai over on Spring Mountain Road at Valley View. Bon Acharawan took it over from his brother, Bank Acharawan, about a year or so ago. And bigger, better than ever. They moved the booth. They kind of shifted the seating arrangement off to the side. So there's a whole one line of booths along one wall, a bunch of tables along a window in the other wall. Kind of spruced it up a little bit. The wine list is still fantastic.
Yep.
Take a hint of a wine director at Fontainebleau Hotel. It's a wine list where you can go into it, and there's going to be a $50 bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Bottles. There's $80 bottles. There's $100 bottles. There's $150 bottles. And there's $280 bottles for the Sam Arajovskis of the world. Okay? And it covers a lot of bases. Great wine list. Fantastic, wonderful, awesome Thai food.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's when they say medium spicy, they mean spicy. Okay.
Spicy.
Yeah, they're not talking about medium spicy will light you up. And that's what I like about it. They don't hold back on the Thai seasonings. We had crispy beef. We had this crab fat fried rice, which is one of their staples. We had a great ceviche. Of course, mango sticky rice.
Oh.
I mean, they hit all their marks at Lamai. So wine lovers love it. Thai food lovers love it, and now it's kind of spruced up and I think bigger and better than
ever. Yeah, I like the booths, and also they've got great hours. They're open earlier. Like, I think they open in the afternoon or even for lunch.
Or four. Yeah.
So that's always nice.
So I'm glad it had been almost 2 years since I'd been there.
You went somewhere else that I absolutely adore.
Where?
Letty's Tacos.
Oh. I was starving the other day.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I was in Newport Beach, and I saw your post, and I was so angry.
What did I tweet out? On the eighth day, God invented the queso taco.
Yes.
I mean, is there anything better than al pastor wrapped in griddled cheese inside a fresh homemade taco. I don't think there is in the whole world. I mean,
I love their like quesabirria tacos. Oh, that's where you know the consomme. And
yeah,
you,
with the, yeah. I almost got that, but one that surprised me. I ordered it sort of on a whim, you know, and on
you
a.
You still do that?
Yeah,
on
I
a
order
whim?
On a whim. I was by myself. I was starving. I said, "I'm going to get the smoky shrimp taco."
How was it?
It was little tiny, not tiny, but small shrimp.
Yeah,
and it's kind of tossed. They're cooked and tossed with chorizo, Mexican chorizo.
Okay,
so you've got this smoky ground. Bright red, you know, that Mexican chorizo, yeah. How good it is, kind of wrapping around the little shrimp inside the taco. Ethereally good. Oh. I mean, I told this, I mean, I liked everything, including the queso taco I had, but I said I could have eaten like 10 of these little smoked shrimp with chorizo tacos. So Letty's on Main Street still brings it all the time.
Oh, there
yeah.
you go.
Okay. So, as long as
Windy City beefs, yeah,
and
plural.
Beefs and dogs. Shout out to Justin Randall, you know, the yeah. queen of downtown Las Vegas.
Yes, yes.
You're the Prince of Pesa.
Yeah.
Justin is the king and queen
yes.
of downtown Las Vegas. We're just randomly out in Summerlin, and the food gal goes, "Let's go shopping." We go to the Whole Foods out there sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and we're both kind of hungry. I said, "Honey, I don't want to. I just don't want to go to this fancy place. I don't want to go home and make food. Let's just go to Windy City Beefs and Dogs." We walk in, and who's sitting there? Justin Randall, who I thought never ate anywhere but downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, I always thought he just lived in Esther's.
Exactly. He's sitting there. He goes, "Isn't this great?" And he gets like a mini wet beef with one hot dog, and that's the same thing I got. Oh my God, I some people may disagree, but I haven't had every Chicago dog in every place in Las Vegas, but Windy City Beefs and Dogs has got to be right up there. It is their beef sandwich alone with Jardiniere would just blew me away.
Yeah, I remember when the You or Me couple, they opened their Chicago street food behind in the back
right.
patio area, and that was really good. But I remember, I think you and Dawn both said Windy City's better.
Yeah,
but
and it didn't last, but now they're still struggling to figure out what to do. But, you know, so by the way, Mezcla is back open again.
Yes, they're doing, like, oysters and ceviche. I think that's their new shtick.
Yeah, good. I hope it makes it. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, La Boheme, I walked back.
Yep.
I walked past that the other day. Walked past that.
You got it, John.
I mean, I'm sober, folks. Believe it doesn't
sound. This is post court,
like,
John.
I know this is. You should see me. I got my bow tie on today. I mean, you've been videotaping me looking like a slob. Today I show up looking great. Then there's no video.
By design.
I know. Anyway, La Boheme, the Bohemian, going on. Yeah, across the street, basically in Imperial and Main Street, construction is proceeding. They tell me they won't tell me when, but they later this year that's going to be opening a French bistro in downtown Las Vegas.
I'm excited.
And a new brew pub is opened off of 3rd and
looking for this one.
Yeah, and did you go?
Yeah, I haven't. They have a menu that has like a smash burger.
Right.
Some like pretzel dogs, things like that, which yeah. I'm a sucker for. So I'm going to check it out. I think it's Las Vegas City Brewing or Las
right.
Vegas Brewing Company is, I think, what it is.
It's a brand spanking new building
yep.
they put right there. Yeah, it looks good. One last thing. So I've already talked about Dejo Calbi Jim. If you like Calbi Jim, which is this big, giant beef stew, which is kind of more appropriate for wintertime than summer, but, boy, it's got spongy spoon tender beef with these spicy sauces and potatoes. Great for a crowd. They cover it in cheese. I mean, it's a big thing in Korea, and that place is opening in the same parking lot where H Mart will be opening. It looks imminently, like any week or month right now. I mean, because, and there's going to be like 10, it's going to be a food hall.
Yeah.
And that whole shopping center, I think, is going to go completely Asian. And it's going to be kind of turning Sahara and Decatur into like another mini little Koreatown.
H Mart is notorious for having great food halls.
Yeah, and this is going to be a big deal when it opens. So looking forward to that. Okay, we're moving right through
And then
this
my one. Only contribution is right before I left town, Mr. Hollywood and I did takeout with Yukon Pizza, and it's incredible. And just a reminder, as you said, the segue with the pop-up that's happening with the butter chicken pizza. Was it next Wednesday, I think you said?
And, next Wednesday, the 22nd, with Herman Kishore and at Yukon Pizza. Private membership clubs, we're tabling.
I wanted to remind everyone, Alex White, he took home World Pizza Champion in non-traditional pizza. So
for what?
What, at the Pizza Expo.
I know, but yeah. What's so non-traditional about his pizza? Did he put like blueberry jam on it or something?
Well, I think maybe the Neapolitan and maybe the toppings, yeah.
Okay, yeah, pineapple?
Probably.
Pineapple and hot dogs?
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready to get that backlash.
Okay, so gosh, we've gone through a lot this really quick.
You give me a time limit. I'm telling you, I make it happen. Do you have a pet peeve this week?
I have a pet peeve. Okay, yeah, let me go through my pet peeve real quick here, okay? So I get these all the time, and I'm sure you do too. This is from, you were invited to try Sushi by Scratch, another shitty name, by the way, for a complimentary omakase experience in Las Vegas during the world's 50 best restaurants. A Michelin-starred 17-course omakase experience. 17?
Oh, my God.
Bullshit. Okay, Hope by Philip Franklin Lee and Margarita Collis Lee. Special pop-up at Red Tail. Blah, 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 blah. And 17-course showcasing fish and shellfish, primarily flown in from Tokyo's world-famous
primarily.
Shoe. Yeah, I mean, I know, folks. I mean, it was a kind of a big deal like five years ago, 10 years ago, when you were bringing in stuff from Japan. Now everybody does it. I mean, it's not really a pet peeve, but I'm no longer impressed by it any more than I'm impressed by smoked cocktails, you know, or you know, lettuce that you grew in your backyard. You know, it's just it's everywhere these
microgreens.
Days. Microgreens, tweezer food, you know, foam. I mean, we could go on and on about this stuff. So they want people to get excited about things that are, I don't know, just not that exciting anymore, unless you're a rube who's just coming to good food for the first time. So my pet peeve of the week is quit assuming I'm a rube, because I am not, PR people. And I like it when they meet me and they go, yeah, how long have you been writing about food? Longer than you've been alive, Missy.
How long have you been doing this?
Yeah. Are you an influencer? Hey, by the way, I think influencers are sort of jumped, you know, have jumped the bluefin too. You know what I mean? I mean, in my bones, I kind of feel like that whole world is starting to fade, you know, and maybe not, but I think people see it for being just a cash grab or a marketing scheme on both sides of the internet, both from the places using them and the influencers going to them. And I just sense, and you know, I'll prove me wrong, folks, but I kind of think that the influencer influence is waning.
Well, I think that's what makes this show so different and fun, is we're not bought and paid for. I mean, sure, we go to restaurants and occasionally I'll leave 1228 Main with a box of pastries for my office, or we'll go somewhere and the chef will recognize John and they'll bring out a few extra courses, but it does.
Or all of them.
Yeah. And if the food's not good, though, you'll never, I mean.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. You know, I'm not being paid for. I mean, I used to get paid for it by the article. But yeah, all these opinions are, you know, are honest opinions. And if you don't like them, we give you your money back guarantee.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the frustrating part about the influencer world, is getting the truth. And so that's what we're here for.
We're here for that truth. Okay. And real quick, I'm going to start talking. One last topic I want to get to, since we've got just a few minutes left. Since when we are down a host,
yes,
I've made a list of people I want to have bring in as either not guest hosts or just guests. Okay,
yep.
So I'm going to give you my four people that I want to bring in. So while I'm doing,
I think
this,
we probably share a similar list.
I think we should bring in Jonathan Jossel from the Plaza Hotel.
Would love it.
Who's got his own pod? Phil Zhang, Las Vegas Phil. We love Las Vegas Phil. He's a great interview, and he just knows he's out there. He's an influencer, but he's also a very honest one and a very knowledgeable one. So
yes.
I love Las Vegas Phil. James Rizzo, we got to get James Rizzo.
Yeah, he wants
here.
To do a drink talk repeat edition,
yeah,
where we
talk.
Talk about drinking holes around town.
And then, of course, Justin Randall, the king and queen of Las Vegas downtown diners.
All right, yeah, okay. I like that. And if you guys have any recommendations of who else we should have on, that'd be fun. I'm all for it.
Okay, hey, we got one in the bag.
Look at this.
30 minutes, thank you. No, we didn't really argue today because Sam wasn't here to insult.
I know, it's okay. Less fun.
All right, less fun, but we'll try to be more fun next week, folks.
But we, informative.
Fast and informative. Fast, fun, and informative.
There
right?
you go.
Just the same way I have sex.
We were so close, John. So close. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Good night, Canada.
Hey, it's Ash. Today's episode is sponsored by Salmon Ash Injury Law. When I'm not eating food, talking about food, or dreaming about food, I can be found at Salmon Ash, helping clients get the justice they deserve. So if you trust our opinions about where to eat and where not to eat in Las Vegas, you should also trust me when I tell you if you've been injured in a crash, call Salmon Ash. We're here to help you day or night, 24/7. We're never closed. So call 702-820-1234. Or visit salmonashlaw.com. That's 702-820-1234 or salmonashlaw.com. Salmon Ash, because you deserve what's right.